This evening, we conclude our series on welfare reform. One of the goals of the 1996 welfare law was to help prevent out-of-wedlock births. Half of such births are to teenagers, and most of those young mothers wind up on some form of public assistance. As Congress now considers extending welfare reform, it might look to Maryland, one state addressing this problem. NPR's Brian Naylor examines a program in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Landover that targets young men as well as young women.
Adam's house sits in a shopping center off a busy highway about a half a mile from Washington's Beltway. Inside, a wall is lined with posters. One shows a toddler. It's amazing, this poster reads, how many guys disappear when one of these shows up. Dr. Donald Schell is medical director of Adams House. He says young men come here for a variety of reasons. Some want physical, so they can go out for high school sports. Others seek treatment for sexually transmitted diseases. Schell says some are already fathers.
They have a term, baby mama drama. And so they say, yeah, man, I've had baby mama drama. And I say, okay, tell me what your drama, what's going on? You know, and they'll talk about their experiences with going to court, their experiences with not being able to see their children. So we say, okay, well, you know, how does that feel?
Many of the young men Dr. Schell sees get an opportunity to talk about their feelings in weekly group sessions at Adams House. On this night, some two dozen men and women fill the seats, talking frankly about their relationships and their experiences. Some are just teens, others are in their 40s. The idea here is to share their wisdom and learn from each other. Counselor Terrence Collins, TC, leads things off, talking about his own less than ideal upbringing.
My mother was 16 when I was born, and I found myself detesting it. In fact, it caused me a lot of relational issues with myself. It led me to drugs and alcohol because I saw the impact of not having that father and being born to a young mother who, first of all, was immature, who didn't know what motherhood and womanhood was about at all.
Dr. Schell asks how many in the room grew up without a father. About a third raised their hands. 22-year-old Jessica Holly speaks up. She's unmarried with two children. She's having trouble with their father.
I see he's going to have a negative impact on my son's lives because he drinks, smokes, has sex with whoever he chooses. And I've decided not to have my sons around. Now, my sons are babies, but it's not going to stop when they get older.
Dr. Schell asks Jessica what advice she might give another young woman in her shoes.
I would tell any girl that's getting ready to have a baby, get married first. Make sure this is a person that you can deal with, a person that's going to support you, you and your children. Having a child out of wedlock ain't no joke. It's real stressful.
The issue is that we got to learn from our experiences. And there's only a few times that I call people stupid. I don't really use that term too often. I don't allow my kids to call people stupid. I don't call people stupid. But if you don't learn from your past experiences, you're about as ignorant, stupid, and dumb as I've ever seen in my life.
Personal responsibility was part of the formal title of the 1996 welfare reform law. Reducing teenage births was seen by lawmakers as an integral part of the legislation. Isabel Sawhill, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says there is good reason for the link. 75% to 80% of all women who have a baby outside of marriage end up on welfare.
Half of first births outside of marriage are to teenagers. And teenagers haven't completed their education, and they are not in any position to support themselves, much less their families.
But there's reason for optimism. In the past several years, teenage out-of-wedlock births across the nation have been dropping sharply. Between 1991 and 2002, the overall decline was some 30%. Among African Americans, the reduction was even more dramatic, from nearly 80 births per thousand unmarried teens to under 40. Sawhill says the lessons of personal responsibility and learning from mistakes, as taught at places such as Adams House, may be taking hold.
If people were told you're not going to be supported by the government to raise your children, you're going to have a job, you're going to have to work, and welfare is going to be a time-limited source of assistance to you, that would cause many of them to rethink whether or not it's desirable to have a baby early.
The state of Maryland is fighting teenage births on a number of different fronts. It's funded programs such as Adams House, reaching out to young men. Its Best Friends program mentors young women in schools. In the current fiscal year, Maryland is spending close to $3 million in state funds, along with almost $2 million in federal money to combat teen pregnancy. In 2002, the state received a nearly $20 million bonus from the federal government for its decline in out-of-wedlock births. Other states and Washington, D.C. won similar awards. These programs have had an impact in reducing teen births, says Douglas Besheroff, a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. But he says other factors, including increased availability of birth control, played a big role.
I think the message that welfare is not a future life, that we expect all young people to be self-sufficient, whether within marriage or with a job, has had an impact. But I think on this one you have to credit the people. The people decided they wanted fewer babies as teenagers, and the people are having fewer babies as teenagers.
Whether or not it came as a result of government efforts, the decline in teen births is good news for public health and the public purse. Now the Bush administration hopes for similar results as it turns its attention toward promoting marriage, which may present an even more difficult problem. The out-of-wedlock birth rate among all women has remained constant, even as the number of teen out-of-wedlock births has been steadily falling. Brian Naylor, NPR News.